Introducing super yacht Scheherazade. This 140-meter motor yacht was built by Lürssen in Germany at their Fegersack shipyard and delivered to her owner in June of 2020. This luxury vessel's exterior design is the work of Espen Oinjo, with the interior designed by Zuretti Interior Design. Scheherazade has been designed to comfortably accommodate up to 18 guests in 9 suites. She is also capable of carrying up to 40 crew on board to ensure a relaxed, luxury yachting experience. Her features include a beauty salon, movie theater, spa, underwater lights, elevator, beach club, gym, 2 helicopter decks, a large pool, grand dining room, a Turkish bath, sauna, cryotherapy chamber, and a hydromassage room. On the tech side, she has a drone crashing system to make sure that even the space around the yacht is well protected from prying eyes. Scheherazade is built with a steel hull and aluminum superstructure with teak decks. Powered by twin diesel MTU 20-cylinder 8,837 horsepower engines running at 1,280 RPM, she comfortably cruises at 15 knots and reaches a maximum speed of 20 knots. Scheherazade features at-anchor stabilizers, providing exceptional comfort levels. Superyacht Scheherazade is thought to be owned by Vladimir Putin. However, the official statement by government officials is that an investigation conducted by Italian financial police found that the ship's beneficial owner had significant economic and business ties to high-ranking people in the Russian government and individuals sanctioned by the European Union. The vessel was in dry dock in Italy for months, and having left the dry dock and re-entered the waters of the Tyrrhenian Sea on Tuesday, it sparked fears that it may try to flee before the Italian investigation concluded. Valued at $510 million by yacht valuation experts, Scheherazade is registered in the Cayman Islands and owned by Bilar Asset Limited, a company in the Marshall Islands. Like many of the Russian yachts, the layers of protection on the ultimate ownership requires many legal minds and many hours of investigation. This vessel was seized on May 7th in Italy. Tune in again next week when Yachting International Radio introduces another super yacht. Don't forget to subscribe and keep up to date on yachting events, issues, news, and more.